Next Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dueling rallies in Wisconsin as the election of 2024 inches toward a finish line. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Former President Trump in Green Bay, Wisconsin last night wearing an orange vest used by sanitation workers.
Kamala Harris is not fit to be president of the United States. In no way is she fit.
The vice president also in Wisconsin last night, speaking to young voters.
She was in Madison. New polls show Harris with an edge over Trump in Wisconsin and Michigan. It's still tied in Pennsylvania. The Commerce Department reporting that prices rose just 2.1% in September from a year earlier. That's barely above the Fed's inflation target and is in line with where things were before the pandemic. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week as layoffs remain historically healthy levels despite elevated interest rates. Celebrations in Los Angeles as the Dodgers beat the Yankees to win the World Series. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The latest Marquette poll has Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in a dead heat here in the Badger State. It shows Harris with 50% of the vote and Donald Trump with 49. That's when participants must choose one of the two. But when people were allowed to remain undecided in those surveys, it's 48% Harris and 47% Trump. Poll director Charles Franklin talked to our Maggie Dawn and said a small portion of voters who are still undecided now hold a lot of power.
I think that 5% is worth noting because that's a lot bigger than the 1 point separating the two candidates. And how those people make up their minds over the next 6 days, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
They interviewed more than 800 likely voters across Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the results showed high enthusiasm. That means people from both political parties are excited to cast their ballot. Two-thirds of Wisconsinites say they are very enthusiastic about voting. It's the last Marquette poll before the election. New polls just out from CNN show essentially the same thing. Harris has a slight lead here in Wisconsin, but all within the margin of error. Really, anything could happen. And Wisconsin is home to one of the priciest contests for a congressional seat in the country. It's between a strong ally of former President Donald Trump and a progressive challenger. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
The most expensive political race in western Wisconsin's history is the battle for the 3rd District congressional seat held by first-term Republican Derek Van Orden. Nearly $12 million has been spent on the race, which is the most ever for the district and is also the most expensive competition for a congressional seat in Wisconsin this year. Van Orden has raised over $6.6 million so far, while Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook has raked in over $5.3 million as of October 16th.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. 7 players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys take a day or two. That's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It's going to be cloudy and windy today, and the temperature is going to fall through the day down into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. Still breezy and cold for the little ghosts and goblins. Trick-or-treat temperatures in the low 40s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our What Makes Wisconsin Great tour continues from beautiful Wisconsin Rapids and the parking lot of WFHR. Reed Gale and Tringy Olson and myself. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
About 100,000 schools participate in the USDA's national lunch program during the year. If you're given a position by the Trump administration in the agricultural department, what will you do to improve school lunches?
I'll get processed food out of school lunch immediately. About half the school lunch program goes to processed food. About 70% of food stamps go to processed food. 10% of food stamps go to sugar drinks, to, you know, sodas. We're creating diabetes problem in our kids by giving them food that's poison. And I'm going to stop that.
That will be our future head of health and human services, Bobby Kennedy.
And they went apoplectic when Michelle Obama suggested that kids
eat getting to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They did. They went nuts.
You blocked me again.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Remember Michelle Obama? You might want to eat a vegetable once in a while, maybe move a little bit.
Right.
And they lost their complete, you know. Chuck, I literally, we're going to have to ask Dr. Doom, is exploding head syndrome, could that actually happen
that is,
by the end of this election cycle?
It's in the
like scanners or Mars attacks?
Yeah.
Both.
Chuck says, I got my pay-per-view ticket for Saturday. I can't wait. Good morning, Mom. I'm staying up late here in Virginia Saturday night as a multiple sexy liberal pay-per-view buyer. I am looking forward to this one. Big, big night. Have a great show, gang. Love from Chuck in Virginia. Chuck, I mean, what can I say? Mark Hamill, Martin Sheen, Adam Schiff, Glenn Kirshner, I mean, Bob Seska, Carl Frisch, Chris LaVoy, Jody Hamilton. It's the extravaganza.
Yep. That's what's up, Chuck.
All right, listen, just real quick to Karen in Chicago's point. You do have to read Malcolm Nance's beautiful Substack about visiting his wife's grave and the George Washington statue. Rick Stengel said, in today's Wall Street Journal, former General William McRaven, one of America's greatest warriors, writes that Trump fails every single test of military character and that he betrays George Washington's model of civility and discipline that is the heart of the American military. Mr. Trump has no self-control. He lashes out at immigrants and military heroes. He lies with reckless abandon. He compares him to a disturbed 15-year-old boy. He won't be voting for Trump, adding, I think George Washington would agree. Hear, hear. Yes, Malcolm Nance said that he was kneeling, praying with the praying George Washington statue, and George Washington in his mind said, get up and fight, man. And then he's like, a statue is talking to me. I have lost my in this election cycle. I am losing it. Sorry. I meant,
she's
I was looking
confused.
For my. There we go.
Okay.
He's like, I'm talking to a statue. Oh, my God. This election cannot be over soon enough.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Call him
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
It takes a long time to write that title. Hi, good morning, Dr. Doom.
Well, good morning, Stephanie.
We thought we'd just, you know, if you're not stressed out enough, we thought we'd just poke you with the Bobby Kennedy stick.
You know, that Bobby Kennedy thing... it was a poke. There's no question about it. I am consider myself now completely poked by this lunatic who's going to be your next healthcare leader if Trump, God forbid, gets elected. I'm telling you, we'll need more than statues of old George there to pray to. But by the way, Malcolm, that piece by Malcolm Nance is so beautiful.
I know.
His conversations with his wife, who left us a few years ago, and his absolute devotion to the values of America, talking about Malcolm Nance now, are without parallel. And yeah. I deeply, deeply respect him and was very moved by that piece, which I recommend everybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, Doc, and I told him that I happened to get the first picture of my mom's name inscribed on my dad's grave yesterday when I read Malcolm's piece. They are both, of course, buried in Arlington. And I felt the same kind of emotion just for all of the patriots that are there and that Donald Trump stands against everything they stood for. And and that we're fighting for standing with Ukraine, as you tweeted about this morning. I mean, it's just, you tweeted this morning, Trump advances a BFF, Vladimir Putin and his troops now occupy almost 20% of Ukraine, are making life hell for the 4 million Ukrainians who are now trapped in Russian-controlled territory. The U.S. and our allies cannot let this happen. I mean, there lies a lot of the greatest generation in Arlington, right?
They are, and, you know, and this is why, you know, this atrocious invasion by Russia, who actually wants to eliminate the entire entity of the thing that we call the democratic country of Ukraine, is just unacceptable on every level. And this is why people are very, very anxious about the possibility of Trump and Vance getting into office. And they'll immediately cut aid to Ukraine. And that's that. And then the next steps for Moldova and other countries and democracies in Europe is God knows what. And we're really in big trouble on so many levels. And then piece by that general in the Wall Street Journal basically says everything you need to know about how you should vote.
You know, you actually made a great point again on, I guess this is Threads or Twitter. You said the good old days when presidents and candidates were just flawed. That's not Trump. Trump is grossly unfit and well-deserving of the scary formal psychiatric diagnosis so clearly evident to hundreds of mental health professionals. Also, by the way, to your point about this Bobby Kennedy, et cetera, you responded, Trump transition chair links vaccines to autism and unhinged anti-vax rant. Why do you think vaccines are safe? They're not proven. Michael said, this is insane. I can't imagine what Dr. Redletter must be thinking. And you said, no need to imagine, Michael. I'll tell you. If Trump wins, he will pollute the federal government and all its agencies with extremism, xenophobia, ignorance driven by wild-eyed conspiracists. And with the Project 2025 playbook out there, we won't need to wonder where we're headed. That's what I'm thinking. It's all out in the open this time, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's out in the open in a very surprising way. It happened gradually, you know, like the boiling of the frog, that famous story.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we know everything. It's not like subtle. It doesn't need interpretation. It's in writing. It's spoken about openly. There's another article today in the Wall Street Journal about how Trump not only wants to deport millions and millions of immigrants that he considers illegal, he also wants to clamp down on legal immigration.
Yeah.
You know, all these people that are working in America that are desperately needed by companies and agriculture and everything else, He wants to clamp down on this.
Yeah.
It's wild, Stephanie.
I mean, and also, you know, you made another comment about journalistic malpractice. And, you know, Lawrence O'Donnell went off on this, on how, you know, they take this Biden gaffe that he corrected immediately, that the vice president disavowed, and he's not the candidate, but, you know, about saying Trump supporters are garbage. When Trump calls people that don't agree with him names every few minutes, forget every news cycle. I mean, he's already preemptively blamed the Jews when he loses. And you're like, that's not like Hitler at all. I mean, his generals say he's like Hitler, right? So, I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, this election should not be close. And the other thing I said recently was that I don't think it actually will be close. You know, Karen and I are going out to Pennsylvania tomorrow. Saturday, and we're going to be door knocking and basically telling people and make sure that you vote. But I do think there's a massive number of people out there who won't tell anybody that they will not vote for Donald Trump.
Right.
These Never Trumpers are far bigger percentage of our voting population than I think people realize.
Yeah, and also another tragedy. Fascism. People are scared. I mean, Jess Piper, our friend who's in Missouri, said people are afraid they're going to be ostracized in their church and their community if blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, you said that. You said, why is the outcome so impossibly unpredictable? Because there's millions upon millions of decent people who are undercover, clandestine never-Trumpers. There's women, young people, men who won't reveal to friends, family, or posters this basic fact that they would never, ever vote for an amoral, criminal, racist, narcissist who they would never trust to be alone with their children. That's why I'm calm and confident about Kamala and Tim prevailing next week. I'm happy to hear. And by the way, you just turned 80 and you're out there knocking doors. So, you know, Carl Frisch was just out here in Arizona door knocking. I've phone banked. I've never done that before. I mean, I just think everybody realizes we are in extraordinary times, right?
And you know, and look, we did what we could to raise money. And by the way, that appearance on your show with Joan Baez.
Yes.
Resulted in six-figure donation to the campaign, $120,000.
Amazing, yeah.
And
I understand she called the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and said, I'm giving this back. Really, all I need is the Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wouldn't everybody say that? I think they would, really.
You know,
yes. Yeah.
Yes.
But, you know, Karen sent hundreds of postcards to people in Ohio, and we'll be in Pennsylvania. But, you know, people, it's not too late. No matter where you are, find a swing state near you. Get in your car or get on one of the buses the campaign's providing and go do some door knocking. I think it's actually good for the soul, and we've done this before. Look, it's not always pleasant, but it really, really helps.
Yep. And by the way, Doc, you are not alone among our regulars, including me. I'm fairly regular here.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes.
In saying I don't think it's going to be close.
Yep.
But you also made another good point about you just said leaning voters, undecided voters, early voters, non-voters, secretive voters, third-party voters, I don't speak to pollster voters, independent voters, Haley voters. You said it's no wonder why the polls are at best guesswork this year. Let's just make America normal again. Try to resist at all costs voting for anybody that looks or sounds like a sociopathic, malignant, cognitively impaired narcissist. I mean, Doc, I don't know if you saw him stumbling getting into the fire truck, but I just think that's the other big story. You've talked about, I mean, countless doctors, mental health professionals. I've had a parent that suffered a stroke. I've had a parent that had Alzheimer's. I'm just telling you, a lot of us that have been through that have seen signs. We're not doctors, but of that.
You know, I think it's so blatantly obvious. But, you know, somebody also tweeted, I don't remember who, just today, that really the underlying plan for Peter Thiel and the others that are supporting J.D. Vance is that Trump will get elected and then Vance will actually very shortly become president, which is a horrendous thing to think about.
Yeah.
And in some ways worse than Trump. And it's a plausible explanation of why this Vance VP candidate here is getting the support he's getting. But anyway, I don't think it's going to work. I think we'll be celebrating. I think we'll do too,
and I think we're all kind of saying F you, mainstream media. You just said every attempt by the media or pundits to explain Trump's policies or compare him to other candidates as if he were a Romney or a Bush or a Reagan is journalistic malpractice. Trump doesn't meet even the most elementary criteria for being a loyal American committed to preserving constitutional principles. This is not even an insincere attempt to be honest or kind or fair or inclusive. Will the media and the pundits ever be held accountable for the most egregious failures of integrity in their attempts to normalize an American monster who, win or lose, has already influenced a generation of us and left a legacy of anger and violence? I mean, that's going to be the important part, the healing after this. But Doc, I agree with you. I mean, Lawrence O'Donnell went off on this, mm-hmm. just covering this latest Biden gaffe that, oh, you know, when it's just his campaign, he and his campaign have been a nonstop stream of name-calling and vitriol of Americans that don't agree with them.
Right. And look, I think watching what happened at Madison Square Garden the other day and listening to the anger and the vitriol, it, besides that moronic comedian mm-hmm. who made those comments about Puerto Rico,
yeah.
every other participant in that Nazi event there was off the wall. I mean, it's yeah. just a stream.
And by the way, the people that made those jokes and did those speeches and the people that laughed at them are garbage. I mean, that's not a controversial thing to say.
I was thinking about saying something like that, and I thought, oh, no, Stephanie Miller will get mad at me if
no,
I say something.
Won't. No, no,
no. No, you no. wouldn't have, though, would you?
No, I mean, you've misjudged me terribly.
I know. I'm embarrassed. who knew?
Thank Mrs. Doom for the door knocking, too, and say hi to everybody in Pennsylvania for us. I tell them I'm the crazy girl from California who keeps calling them. That's me. My call sheet was Pennsylvania,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, she had Ohio. But one thing I'll tell you, we're actually going to the Coatesville, Pennsylvania region.
Oh,
that's
okay.
North. And I went to school there for 5 years, to elementary school, in one-room schoolhouses,
aww.
A la Little House on the Prairie.
Aww.
That's what I did.
When you were a little baby Doom. Okay.
When I was a baby Doom, I was learning to be a doomster at that point.
Actually, doomster.
Very quickly.
When I, do, 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 baby Doom, drove... do, 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 baby Doom. Okay.
See you.
We love you, Dr. Doom. Goodbye.
Thanks, Bob.
God bless America. Okay, 21 minutes after the hour. This, I sang Baby Shark to Dr.
Yeah,
Doom.
You did.
You know why?
Baby Doom, doom,
please.
No. I'm all hopped up on Morning Kick. I can't be stopped now. I got a sexy liberal show to do Saturday. I got a country to save on Tuesday. I mean, I will see you next Tuesday, America. I tell you what, if you don't do the right thing. Okay. Strawberry lemonade flavor, the best. 10 supplements in one. Listen, I am too, I don't know about you. I'm a little scattered these days. I can't remember all the different pills and the days of the week thing. It's all in here. 10 supplements in one. Stuff for my health, my, what do you call it, my to help gain energy, my gut health.
Oh, yeah.
On and on. Probiotics, prebiotics, everything you need is in here. RoundhouseProvisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or you can text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee on the best supplement and the best tasting supplement. Woo. Glug, 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 glug. That's me. Drinking round Morning Kick. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
I don't have a lot of experience with vampires, but I have hunted werewolves.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
In November, the American people will make a choice. We hope that they will make smart choices. There is a smart choice you can make for your phone service, Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All, over $95 million over the years. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. Why would a progressive choose anyone else? Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart and easy choice. You bring your current phone and your current number. Just go to CredoMobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com. They're the OG sexy liberal company, CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription. And never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Stephanie Miller.
Joe in Chicago. Hi, Joe.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I was just interested in making a comment or an observation about where we are in the state of our nation.
Yep.
As this election comes up. And that is, if Trump loses and Jesus actually appears to tell the deeply devoted, pious, Christian Trump voters that the election was fair and that Trump lost, they still would not believe that they still not believe Jesus, and they would insist that it was rigged and that Trump actually won.
Yeah,
that's
where
we're at.
Of course. But you know what? Be not afraid. Be not afraid, America. We cannot. Fascism was never defeated by cowardice.
Nope.
Right, Sue in Rockville? You know a thing or two about that.
And it's really curious because I've put out so many articles as I have first eyewitness testimony of what life under Nazism is. and I've begged people to put me on the air or to retweet my information, and no one actually wants to deal with it. It is so frustrating. My folks survived, and their testimony is at the Holocaust Museum, the Shoah Foundation, the Jewish Museum in New York. I can tell you chapter and verse what their lives, the hell they lived through, the murders and torture they witnessed, and no one really wants to hear it. They like the word Nazi, but they don't want to know what it really means in this country. And I am trying desperately to keep them from learning it.
Yep.
It is just frustrating as hell. I need a segment.
She needs a segment.
She needs a segment.
Wow.
All right, Sue. Yeah, my dad is a Nuremberg prosecutor. That's why I tweeted the picture of my mom and dad's grave yesterday, because it is, this election is only everything, you know, for democracy around the world, not just here. 29 minutes after the hour, Debbie Mercosal Powell, who's going to beat Rick Scott next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like her 15th. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
I have policy disagreements with Kamala Harris, just as you do, sir. But, you know, sometimes elections are not about right or left in terms of policy. Maybe it's sometimes about right or wrong. I think one candidate here has demonstrated his unfitness repeatedly. And the other, whatever you think of her policy positions, he strikes me as normal and honorable. And I hate to say it, but that's where we are right now. And I'm going to choose honorable over dishonorable.
Yep. Guess who else is going to choose that? Florida.
Yep.
Here comes Debbie from and for Florida. It's Debbie Mukarsal Powell. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
We are so excited when you beat Rick Scott on Tuesday.
Yep.
I, you know, we've talked about this before, Deb. We have so many issues to talk about. But I explain to me like I'm five. How he got to be a senator when he was engaged in the biggest Medicare fraud ever, wasn't he, in Florida?
I mean,
can you explain what happened there?
Stephanie, that's the question that I get everywhere I go. People just don't understand how someone that committed Medicare fraud, Rick Scott, with committing the largest Medicare fraud in the history, he was CEO of that company, and they had to pay back $1.7 billion stealing benefits from seniors. I mean, I want everyone to understand how low can you go doing that. That's the danger that we have in our political system, that if you have a lot of money, you know, he took that money to buy his seat. When you have that amount of money that you can put ads and lie on national television, on local TV stations, lie about who he is and who his opponents are, that's what gets people confused.
Yeah.
They recognize the name, they go, they vote without having a lot of information. That's part of the problem. We need to get money out of politics.
Yeah.
We need to people like myself to have an even playing field, right?
Yeah.
We've been outspending him by just a small amount. And all of a sudden, Stephanie, just this week, he put a lot of money against me because he knows that Florida has had enough of Rick Scott.
Yeah.
And he knows that we are ahead in the polls. I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. Because I know when last we talked, you were in a dead heat. And it is, thank God. And by the way, they'll destroy Medicare entirely and Social Security if they get in. It's in Project 2025.
It's in writing, right? It's a plan that's in writing. They want to, Rick Scott started, he wrote the preamble for Project 2025 with his 11-point plan for America, where he proposed eliminating Medicare and Social Security and sunsetting all federal legislation. That would eliminate all federal programs. I mean, I spoke with a federal employee recently. He actually works in a financial oversight firm. It's a federal agency, and he's really worried he's going to lose his job. I mean, people that conduct appropriate oversight of the banking system, oversight on the financial system, oversight on election, on campaign finance, right? Like all these things that are really important for our democracy, those posts would be eliminated.
And Deb, we just talked off air about people don't think, you know, I don't think they understand what's happening in places like Florida and Texas. I think Colin Allred's going to win. I think you're going to win. We just had another woman die of a miscarriage in Texas because of their laws. And you said, reminder, Rick Scott proudly supports Florida's near total ban on abortion with almost no exception for rape or incest. We keep saying it, but November is coming, isn't it?
Yeah, and look, we are now living under a six-week ban, and I hear stories like the one that you just mentioned. I've been hearing more and more devastating stories for women, and when we live under these bans, it's not only a matter of life and death. I mean, it's a matter of healthcare for women, but also we are seeing higher rates of violence against women when we live under these extreme bans, and the extremism doesn't even stop there. Rick Scott supports the six-week ban. He supports the national abortion ban, but he also voted against contraception. He voted against access to IVF. We are seeing more women coming out to the polls. It's the same thing that you're seeing across the country. the rate of women coming out to vote is much higher than men, but there are a lot of men where this is also one of their main issues.
And Deb, you know, we just, everybody's talking, of course, about this horrible hate fest at Madison Square Garden. I want to get your thoughts on that, but it's not one guy and one joke. At this point, it's the whole party. You tweeted, Rick Scott joined a self-described white nationalist podcast to appease Donald Trump. He doesn't care about how you're going to put food on your table or pay your bills. The only constituent he cares about is Trump. And you talked about Fred Gutenberg, our friend, actually tweeted, I have to be honest, Rick Scott, at first I thought this was a joke. You can't talk about Republicans acting like Republicans again by having a conversation with Laura Loomer. Your demented idea of normal only reinforces why I proudly voted yesterday for Debbie for Florida. And you said Laura Loomer's an anti-Semitic, anti-Puerto Rican extremist, and Scott made it loud and clear whose support he cares about most. He is a desperate fraud. He has made this whole party like this.
I mean, he is, first of all, he's desperate. But it's not just that he's desperate, because he becomes more and more dangerous with the things that he's been doing. But he has always been this extreme radical politician who will do anything for power. And so he has chosen to be on the side of the MAGA extreme movement. Laura Loomer is the conspiracy theorist in chief. I mean, the woman has questioned in Parkland. She actually questioned saying that it didn't even happen, that one of the worst massacres where our children were killed in that shooting in that school. And that's why Fred Gutenberg posted that. And Rick Scott is siding with this woman. Rick Scott is actually voted against certifying the election, if you remember. He's been this extreme, pretends not to be when he's on air, right?
Yeah.
But he's been right now evading, slithering away from accountability, is what I say, because he doesn't want to confront the voters of Florida. He's been like on these right-wing extreme podcasts, on these shows, refuses to answer questions to mainstream media here, refuses to debate me, supports the attacks against all these groups. They are hateful, disgusting, vile attacks. And they're meant to divide us. They're meant to distract us. They're meant so that they don't answer to what they're going to do once they get there. They don't want to propose any plan for families to reduce the cost of living here. They don't want to talk about protecting Medicare and Social Security because they want to get rid of it.
That sounds so familiar to me, a guy being afraid to debate a woman. Where have I heard that?
Yeah.
Seems to be a bit of a theme. Uh-huh. You know, Chasten Buttigieg also tweeted, Rick Scott, I'm going to team up with the woman who said 9/11 was an inside job and that the White House will smell like curry if Kamala Harris wins, because I'm a real Republican. And you just said Rick Scott is so desperate, he's now trying to get help from this conspiracy theorist in chief. She even said Casey DeSantis made up her breast cancer. Florida needs so much better than a thief and a fraud. Oh, my God.
Honestly,
one of the biggest public services getting rid of this. Public services getting rid of this guy.
And I think, Stefan, and I think that's why it's so important. And thank you for highlighting the race, because it's going a little bit unnoticed on who this man is.
Right.
He wants to become Senate Majority Leader. Yeah. Just think of a world where you would miss Mitch McConnell. Okay.
Right. He is that
dangerous. That bad. It would be a disaster for Florida and catastrophic for America. Mm-hmm. So people need to pay attention, and I need help here. I mean, I still need people contributing. I still need people text banking, knocking on doors. I need all the help I can get.
And let me just say, you tweeted, Rick Scott has stood by his Floridians struggle to pay for their groceries and their insurance. Let's talk about insurance for a minute, because I'm dealing with trying to get earthquake insurance out here in California. And that is one of the biggest crises in Florida, isn't it? Is people can't get insurance. They're getting priced out of insurance, out of homes. And he does nothing about it.
No, actually, he created the insurance crisis that we have in the state of Florida. We are paying four times the national average for insurance, for property insurance bills, right? He brought, when he was governor, he brought these insurance companies that had given him millions of dollars in contributions without any sort of oversight. And these are the same companies that are now charging us four times the national average and refuse to pay claims. If you watched 60 Minutes, Heritage, that company, Heritage Insurance Company, that's the one that Rick Scott brought to Florida. So not only has he done nothing, he created the crisis that we're living in.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of, you know, when you're living in earthquake country, trying to get insurance, you know, when you live in hurricane affected areas, trying to get insurance, right?
And here's something that for you, this would be important as well. There's a bill that I can lead in the Senate that would lower property insurance rates by 25%.
Hello.
in the house.
I'm in.
And this helps everyone. So, yeah, whether you're living in Florida or in California, this will help a lot of people that are really being priced out of their homes right now.
Yeah. Deb, let's talk about this whole, I mentioned Madison Square Garden, but the Puerto Rican factor. Because they appear to not get how really enraged Puerto Ricans are, and I'm sure in your state as well, and in Pennsylvania, a lot of critical states, right?
Yeah, and this is a pattern of behavior. This is what I think people need to understand. It wasn't just the Puerto Ricans, right?
Thank you.
By the way, 1.1 million Puerto Ricans live in the state of Florida, and they vote, and they're upset.
Yep.
We had a press conference with the leaders of that Puerto Rican community. They are angry, and they are transferring that anger into the ballot box. So I don't know what they're thinking, but it's a pattern. It was Puerto Ricans on Sunday. It was Haitian Americans a couple of weeks ago. It's been immigrants. We even heard the former president attack Jews, saying that if Jews don't vote for him, there's something wrong in their head.
He's already blamed them. I think he knows he's going to lose, Deb. I think he said, I'm going to
do this. And this is why I'm concerned, because it seems as though they are setting the stage to not certify the election once again. And Rick Scott has not confirmed whether he will recognize the results of the election. And so when you see a hate rally in Madison Square Garden telling us and making jokes about insulting, vile attacks against a community like the Puerto Rican community, they attacked Latinos, by the way. They attacked every group. It was one after the other. Donald Trump was there. He heard that. He didn't say anything after he went onto the stage hearing all these attacks. They're telling us who they are. They're telling us what they want to do. They want to take power, control for themselves, for self-enrichment, and deport and attack any community that is not following the line of Trump. Yeah. This happens in Venezuela, in Cuba, in China. These are very dangerous tactics. They will do what they say they're going to do.
Yeah.
It's a warning for America, and the world is watching.
And by the way, Deb, every bill, every lawsuit they're filing is about trying to disenfranchise people, trying to keep people from voting, lighting ballot boxes on fire. There was a kid, MAGA guy in Neptune, City in Florida, intimidating Democratic voters with a machete. They're already starting, and we just have to, be vigilant, but don't be afraid,
I am very, very proud and happy with our law enforcement officers who respond immediately, and they understand what's at stake, and they're protecting the safety of the public, and they know that any sort of voter intimidation or violence is unacceptable. And so I want to take this space in this moment to thank our police officers, to thank our law enforcement officers. They're in a really difficult position because they know that for them it's about safety, and they have the MAGA movement also kind of intimidating them, right? Intimidating law enforcement officers.
Yeah.
But I want to thank them for always standing on the right side. And I'm asking right now to the law enforcement officers to continue to do that. We need them. We need them for our safety.
I can speak to that as someone that they were on it when I was Fort Lauderdale spring break in high school. They were on that drinking on the beach. I tell you what, they were cracked down on that. Good job. Okay. Deb, how do we help? Where do we go? What do we do?
Please, DebbieForFlorida.com. I know I've been asking. I need to keep asking. We're almost there. 5 more days. We continue to put ads all over the place. Okay. We're doing voter outreach, text banking, phone banking, also people knocking on doors. Listen, you still have time to buy a good deal and come to Miami and help me get the vote out over here. So anything that you can do, we welcome all the help and all the support. We know that we're doing well. We know that this race is going to be tight until the end. The exit polls have me ahead now, and we need you to help. Yeah. DebbieForFlorida.com.
And beside the fact that some people have a little bit of trouble with Mucarcel, I love that your slogan is Debbie for Florida. It's like Kamala Harris for the people.
Because you
are for Florida, and it is, you are talking about all the issues that are going to help real Floridians. So we wish.
Florida is an incredible state, Stephanie. Yeah. The people of Florida are incredible. Yeah. I am just so proud to be a Floridian. I am where I am right now because of them, because of their support. Because they believe what's possible when we come together and work for a better future for all of us.
And can I Yeah, can I say I have Fernando Mondi all, all the time, pollster. Florida grows the best-looking men. I don't know what's in the swamp water, but, oh, God. Really?
Oh, I'm gonna tell him you said that. He's gonna love that compliment.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I say it all the time to him. I sexually harass him endlessly. All right, Debbie for Florida. Help our friend. Yes, please. Wishing, sending you so much love and light. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. All right. See you on the other side.
There she goes, rock star Debbie Mucarcel Powell. Debbie for Florida, get it, go.
That's right. We link to it at all of your socials.
There you go. 48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Chris. I think you did know that there is freedom from religion and for religion.
Since fifth grade.
Thank you. Almost one-third of Americans have no religion, 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated. 2024, you know it, all these fake Christians. Right? It's not just another election. It's personal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all online. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms. They are all decided by who we elect. As Kamala Harris just said yesterday, the government should not be making these decisions. Vote like your life depends on it. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers, protecting the constitutional principle of church and state in this critical fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper Free Thought today. Text liberal to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement. Freedom From Religion Foundation. Text liberal to 511-511 or go right to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
No, no, no. You're too young to be a witch. Savor the steps leading up to it. College anorexic, career disappointment, failed pottery shop. And then, when you're old and alone, you can hit the witch thing hard.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, this is it. CB Distillery's fall sale is on. Right now, you can save up to 40% on everything. This is your chance to save. If you're stressed out, struggling to sleep, or have pain after exercise, CB Distillery has a plant-based solution just for you. They've got natural solutions for everything, stress, sleep, pain after workouts, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. A lot of you have been raving about the benefits you've seen with CB Distillery's products, especially when it comes to getting better sleep. So if you're looking for better sleep, more calm, pain relief after exercise, now is the time to give CB Distillery a try and save big. Don't miss this massive sale. Get up to 40% off your entire order. Visit cbdistillery.com. Enter the code VIP. That's cbdistillery.com. The code is VIP. cbdistillery.com. I use it for pain relief after biking and it works like magic. cbdistillery.com. Code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Big kid, too cool. I make my own rule. My style says what's up. Don't wanna ever grow up. We're gonna stand out. Break away from the crowd.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis and really complex terminology and a really complex life.
experience. Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get it answered.
Breastcancer.org. I don't think I could have come through this without.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Kai, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Oh. I have, in case you've just tuned in, a lip injury from kissing Bonnie too hard and too often. Because she's too cute. I can't stand it because she kisses me and then I have to kiss back and I'm like.
You shouldn't have used so much tongue.
Yeah. I didn't use tongue. It's on my upper lip because I was like. I mush her like a. Okay, because she's my child. I'm just saying they're not like your children.
You would mush your child's face?
Yes, I would.